Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Diane Nemechek, thank you for joining me. I know we've kind of talked over email quite a few times and over social media. That's how we came in contact. But you're from Folds of Honor, and I've heard Folds of Honor quite a bit over the last few years at 100.3 The Bull. I know we had a Stars and Strings concert we would promote that would happen in Chicago that would benefit Folds of Honor. And just so I'm clear, this is the same business, right? Same organization?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We are the South Texas chapter.
Okay, so how did you get involved with Folds of Honor?
Well, my husband grew up with our founder, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. They grew up in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We were all stationed together in Phoenix, Arizona. And then fast forward a couple of years, and Dan had this incredible idea for this wonderful foundation. He had witnessed the other side of war, was impacted deeply, and just felt this calling to go and do something bigger, to forward this mission and to help this recipient or future recipient that he had witnessed on this tarmac. He shared the mission with us, and from there we jumped in on board as volunteers. Fast forward a few years later, and I'm working for the Folds full time, and my husband runs our chapter.
Now, you said Stillwater. That's Garth Brooks' stomping grounds, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Tumbleweed.
So were you? Did y'all live in Stillwater at that time when he was making his way up?
No, we actually are both military brats. John grew up in Stillwater. His parents both taught at Oklahoma State. And Garth, of course, was just a huge presence through ever. He worked at Dupree Sporting Goods with one of my buddies, or my husband's buddy's best friends, and they own that facility. And then, of course, Tumbleweed was a very famous hotspot for a Garth sighting.
So now you talked about the tarmac, and you said that and somebody saw something on the tarmac. What was that? Because it sounds like that was what kind of spurred Folds of Honor.
Absolutely. So Dan was on a flight from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Chicago, and he witnessed the other side of war. He personally noticed a gentleman up in first class in his dress Army greens. When they landed, the pilot came on over the intercom and asked everybody to please remain in their seats. They were unloading the remains of an American hero that they had on board. And he looked over the cargo hold and witnessed this family welcoming their hero home on the tarmac. And there was this young little boy, Jacob Bucklin. And Dan, he witnessed this and saw this little boy was never going to have the opportunity to play baseball with his dad, to go fishing with his dad, to grow up and know his dad. And it really hit him deep. He himself had already served 3 tours overseas. And it just was one of those moments where he felt this hand of God on his shoulder and said, you have to do something. So he took that moment, reached out to this family. He went and hosted his very first Patriot Golf Day event at their home course right there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they raised over $8,513 to be exact for this young little boy. And he was our first scholarship recipient. And from there, the movement became a mission. And we have awarded over 24,500 scholarships to date.
Wow, that's really awesome. And so just to put it in context, so Folds of Honor gives scholarships to the families of fallen soldiers.
Fallen and disabled, yes. For those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and those who have become wounded or disabled in service to our great country, we honor the sacrifice of their service by educating their legacy through an educational scholarship.
And so that's basically saying that if someone gets hurt overseas and they can't contribute to their family or help provide for their family as they would hope, then this is a way that comes in and kind of fills that gap, so to speak.
Absolutely. Our goal is to try to bridge the financial gap and help ensure that these kiddos can receive an education. We take care of the spouses and the children, and we make sure that they are able to further their educational goals to go out and become successful. We know that as service members, these families travel all over every 2 to 3 years. Sometimes they get a little bit longer. Sometimes they have a little bit less in each location. Sometimes they're a remote assignment. But the focus for us is to ensure that we can help support the veteran by taking care of their family, by honoring their legacy and making sure that they can fulfill those educational dreams.
Now, this isn't any sort of cheap endeavor. You know, you said 24,000 scholarships. That's a lot of money. How do y'all raise money? Obviously, the Stars and Strings concert we mentioned is one of the fundraisers. But what are some other ones that you guys do?
So we have donors, sponsors, partners, wingmen, participants all across this great nation that support our mission. Our number one focus was our grassroots fundraiser of Patriot Golf Day. That has been something every Labor Day weekend, golf facilities across the country host Patriot Golf Day events. They can be golf marathons, golf tournaments. They can raise money, give a portion of the greens fees back to the folds. But that's where it started. Now, fast forward to today, and Patriot Golf Day is every day. People can participate in a golf event of their own. They can create one. We have amazing partners who host these events of their own. We have a few right here in the great city of Houston that take place each year. And that is a big portion of what we do. But we also have some beautiful partnerships. Anheuser-Busch, every summer they create a logo or a specialty logo for their beer. Promote it and donate back to the Folds of Honor. Right now you can get your camo edition, three colors, red, white, and blue, that feature all of the service seals. That's a huge driver. We also have wonderful partnerships with everyone from HEB to Speedy Stop, you name it. There are just infinite possibilities to what we do. But obviously our biggest resource are our people, our constituents, those generous donors that make those small contributions to the large contributions. Every bit adds up, and it helps us fulfill those goals each and every year.
Now, you reached out to me about an Operation 321. Hopefully I got that right. And this is something that goes on all year long, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. So from now, we launched January 4th, and Operation 231 is designed to help ensure that we can honor the sacrifice and our current legacy recipients from South Texas. So Texas leads the charge, the number one recipient state for the Folds of Honor. 231 of those are from right here in South Texas. So we try to ensure that we can make sure for the next scholarship cycle, they are able to continue to receive the funding that they rely on during this scholarship cycle. So at the moment, Operation231.org is where anyone would be able to go to learn more about the mission, to read about some of our recipients. We change the recipient story every week to share a little bit about who we have that we're trying to support, just to put a face to the cause and familiarize people with what our mission really is about.
Well, that's pretty cool. You rarely see that, where you can actually go in and see the actual people you're helping versus just donating to a greater cause and kind of just trusting the money's going to go somewhere. You can actually see exactly where it's going or read the stories of the people it's supported. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. We have one singular noble mission, and that is education. It's very transparent. You're able to see the faces of our spouses and our children, the ones that we help. Last year alone, we awarded over 4,500 scholarships, and we are so proud to continue to see that rising trend. Obviously, COVID has kind of taken away from the spirit of a lot of our fundraising efforts. So now more than ever, we're finding that we need these vital resources. We need to find creative ways to be able to continue to fuel the educational goals of these recipients, hence Operation 231. And we're so honored to launch this campaign.
So tell me how you came up with Operation 231. Like, what's the story behind the name?
Well, we were just looking for campaigns. When we were looking for numbers, 231 recipients that fall into our footprint of our chapter became very easy. When we were looking through the database, we realized that there were 231 lives, whether they are receiving children's funds, which is our elementary education, or their higher education, which would be their college fund. We realized that there was a need, and we had to find a way to fulfill this need. These 231 people are currently Folds of Honor scholarship recipients. And in order to continue to receive their funding in the next cycle, we have to raise the $1.1 million, over $1.1 million, to be able to fulfill that need.
Okay, so that just brought it all together. Now I understand, and now I see the tie. There's 231 in our area, if you will, in our region, and so yes. Operation 231 is to help those 231 scholarship recipients. And so this year, because not necessarily just because of COVID, but just as an effort to raise enough money to help fulfill the needs of these families, that's the number we got to get to. So that's pretty cool. Now I kind of understand the context.
Yes, sir.
So are there any other fundraisers coming up besides the Operation 231? Is it .org or .com?
Operation231.org is where you can go to learn about the Operation campaign. You can online donation. It also gives instructions for mail-in donations. As long as COVID doesn't interfere with our remaining events, we've obviously had to cancel some of our largest grassroots events, but we still have several that are in the works. The biggest one that's going to be in our Houston area is the Veteran Golf Classic that will take place November 9th at Gulf Crest Country Club. Sometime mid-August, once we have final designation from the golf course and we see that we're okay with this forward pattern and this progress, we're going to go ahead and launch the details. That will also be found. All of our events can be found at southtexas.foldsofhonor.org. Or they can reach out to us through any of our social media platforms. We always post our upcoming events there as well.
Awesome. Well, I expect an invite to the November 9th golf tournament. I happen to love Gulf Crest. That's a beautiful, beautiful country club.
Absolutely. It's our home course. We're so honored that Chase and Renee and the team there do so much to support us. We've been blessed with tremendous support. And even though we can only select one facility to host it at, we have every facility throughout Houston that is very generous to donate to our organization, whether it's through foursomes or participation or even just sharing the good word about what we're doing with the fundraiser. So you are definitely invited. We would love to have you and a team from 100.3 The Bull come out and join us on this wonderful mission.
Hey, we're good though, so make sure you tell everybody that we bring a crew.
I love it. That's great. No pressure at all. We're going to expect you to come out there and do some great things, maybe take home the trophy.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Diane. Well, I feel like we covered it all. I really appreciate you taking the time. And even though it took what seems like an eternity to finally get together on just a Zoom call, at least we have a body of information I can share with people and we can spread the word about Folds of Honor and what it does locally for Houston area.
Well, Nick, I have to personally thank you. Thank you for receiving the message, for taking the call, for reaching out. It's evident that you love our veterans and their families. We've witnessed your support year-round in many different organizations and endeavors that you're part of, and we greatly appreciate that. As I said, COVID has definitely affected everything we do as a society, but our resolve as a generous and giving community is stronger than ever, and you're proof of that with what you're doing right now. So thank you so much for lending your voice to us, for helping share our wonderful cause and our mission. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you in November.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. And you know, I guess I could kind of help us end it on this. You know, my whole deal is I had someone tell me that, you know, we elevate ourselves by elevating others. And I know I have a platform that has a huge heart. Like the people that listen to our radio station and follow along have a huge heart and they care deeply about our military and veterans. And so thank you for recognizing that in me, but this is an opportunity to use the platform for the greater good. So thank you for everything also.